This is Ozarks at Large. Tomorrow, and a week from tomorrow, the women of the National Park Service will be celebrated with a program. Tomorrow's is in Boxley Valley. A week from tomorrow, it's in Jasper. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich recently spoke with Lauren Ray, the park ranger delivering the programs, to get this preview.
Buffalo National River Partners and Buffalo National River Park Service are sponsoring a talk delivered by Park Ranger Lauren Ray titled A Threat to Their Hairdos, The Evolution of Uniforms and Gender Norms in the National Park Service. Ray, who works as the Buffalo National River Upper District interpreter, says her talk is based on research she's conducted on women serving in the National Park Service, tracing back to the early 20th century.
Yes, so the evolution of the female park ranger uniform in the National Park Service has been pretty reflective of overall societal norms in the United States. And so my two talks later this month are going to celebrate National Women's History Month by showing folks that this evolution has kind of taken the trajectory toward equality. And so early uniforms for women in the National Park Service were non-existent. Women were kind of left to their own devices to figure out what to wear to better represent that they were part of the National Park Service at all, whereas their male counterparts had the full ranger uniform. Over time, women's uniform policies were added to the overall uniform policy of the Park Service. But they were always considered special uniforms, quote unquote, until later on in our history to where, you know, women today are now wearing virtually the same uniform that their male counterparts do.
According to National Park Service history, the first female Park Service ranger uniforms in the late 1940s were tight-fitting dresses and later short skirts. By the 1970s, women were finally authorized to wear trousers and shirts, functional uniforms similar to their male colleagues. Park rangers police, maintain, and monitor visitors to our nation's parks, and their uniforms play a key identifying role. But compared to the military, where women with long hair are required to tie it back, the Park Service is a bit less restrictive, Ray says.
We are empowered to wear our hair however we would like, within reason, as long as our nice flat hat fits well over whatever our hairdo is at the given time.
The iconic Park Service hat, like the uniform, has also changed over the years.
It was a certain type of hat that female rangers were required to wear back then. Today, we all are required to wear either the flat hat or the National Park Service ball cap to accompany our uniform anytime we're outdoors.
The National Park Service, under the U.S. Department of Interior, is charged with protecting, preserving, and interpreting the nation's national parks. More than 20,000 full-time and seasonal employees fulfill that role. Together, they manage more than 330 million visitors annually in places like Golden Gate Park, Grand Canyon National Park, Natchez Trace Parkway, and the Great Smoky Mountains National Park. In Arkansas, the Buffalo National River, established in 1972, is the first national river to be designated in the United States. Nearly 2 million visitors enjoy the sparkling turquoise river annually, which spans 153 miles. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
Lauren Ray will deliver two talks. The first, Saturday, tomorrow, at the Ponca Elk Education Center in Boxley Valley at 1. The second, Saturday, March 23rd, at the Newton County Library in Jasper from 12:30 to 1:30. If you'd like more details, visit Buffalo National River Partners at bnrpartners.org.